Hello, my lovelies, and welcome back to episode 2 of season 3 of A Cup of Tea and a Biscuit with me, your host, Pranusha Naidu. Now, today's episode is all about the tribe we keep and how it impacts our energy. Now, I initially penned some of these thoughts, and the actual idea for the episode sparked when I decided to escape the cold of Johannesburg and I was seeking out some glorious sunshine in Egypt. I wanted to learn about the pharaohs and the pyramids, and when eventually I did a stopover in Sharm el-Sheikh to enjoy the Red Sea, I was sitting poolside with a cocktail and just observing my fellow vacationers along me. And people watching is one of my favorite things and guilty pleasures. But as I watched the others, it was really obvious to see how the different dynamics amongst the groups had changed the energy and how they were feeling. And it got me thinking about how the company we keep can affect us and affects our well-being and how we are as people. Now, I'm a firm believer in energy and energy transference. And in earlier episodes, I think it was all the way back in season 1, I spoke about how our diets are more than just the food we eat and what we consume, and that it was actually about the environments we occupy. It was about the thoughts in our head. And today I want to talk about the part that was quite important in that. It was about the company you keep, what I would refer to as your so-called tribe, and the energy they embody, and how that vibe also affects you. Now, when it comes to a tribe, I consider myself immensely blessed, almost abundantly so, because I have a circle of queens, and yes, they are queens, each in their own right, who I trust, value, admire. I find them inspirational, but they can be counted on for anything. And, you know, your real ride or die. And whether it's a pick-me-up or to remind me of who I am when I'm doubtful of myself and I'm questioning my own ability, whether I just need a lighthearted chuckle to talk about some nonsense or the latest fad we've seen, or sometimes when I actually need a kick up the proverbial, these women are always there. And my inner tribe is small, and I do so purposefully, but they are mighty. And even though distance often separates us, we somehow manage to stay in sync. Now, these queens are just that, as I said, beautiful, strong, feminine, intellectual, and they push me to be a better version of me. So I feel like our energy and vibe is always raised, and talking to them always uplifts me. They're always challenging me to think of the next mountain that I'm climbing and how I can celebrate myself, how I can do better. And that isn't something that everyone is blessed with. So I reiterate, I am immensely blessed to have these women in my life. But how many times in our lives have we encountered that? I mean, even if I look back to friendship circles from when I was younger, from a teenager to where I am now, how many times have you found yourself in these tribes or circles, or even in your personal life, where, or work capacity for that matter, where you found that the dynamic, for lack of a better word, was off? Those relationships were maybe not as fulfilling as they used to be. And maybe you find, as you're growing and evolving, these relationships and interactions are not really allowing you to be the best version of you, or none of it was really focused on helping you find yourself or be better. And often it felt the opposite, right? It maybe felt that you were being judged. Maybe you didn't feel supported, or maybe the things that you just valued now had changed. Maybe you had changed, maybe the group had changed, but maybe you were searching for more meaning, or they were needing something more deep and meaningful, and the interactions were no longer fulfilling or serving the purpose they would. And when that happens, often you can feel isolated. You might feel feelings of abandonment, feeling different, and reaching that harsh realization that maybe that group or circle is no longer your tribe, and that the vibe that is now permeating from that is no longer productive or helpful, and the experiences are maybe not as positive as they once used to be. And once you reach that realization, that's completely okay. It is absolutely natural, and I think almost normal, to outgrow people in circles, because we're evolving and growing. And sometimes our growth paths are not aligned. They might be at different schedules or different times. Or actually, the paths we're growing on are becoming quite divergent. And, you know, that impact of the circle you keep cannot be underestimated, because we all want groups or circles that, you know, are challenging us positively, where they're supporting our efforts, our career, our personal growth. Maybe they're there to celebrate for you, but they're not just there for the good, you know, they're also there for the bad. And sometimes, you know, they're that circle that you can always trust to be honest with you and to have your come to Jesus moment sometimes, even when we might be stubborn or oblivious to it. They're the people that we know will always be real with us. And the older I get, you know, the more I come to appreciate those values. It's not just the fun times that are there, because those are always easy to have, right? I recently had a conversation with someone who was really struggling to reconcile these feelings, because he felt like himself and his friendship circle were in completely different places in their lives. And what we were holding on to was the great parts of what that relationship used to mean and the value it used to bring when he was younger. And you can love and appreciate people for that, but he really was struggling because now that relationship and those interactions were no longer bringing that same value or purpose any longer. And often the interactions with his friends maybe felt like the green-eyed monster had been rearing its head, and maybe the discussions and the language that were used often felt a bit critical and disconcerting, and it actually felt like this was no longer a safe space, but a space you needed to be protected from. And, you know, what we really discussed was that, you know, we're all individuals, we're all going through things, we're all experiencing life differently, we're exposed to different situations, people, and we all have different ambitions and timelines in which we want to discuss things. And that's what makes us wonderfully different and brings a lot of diversity in our group. But when those interactions are starting to feel limiting, when it starts feeling like it's hindering you, when it starts feeling like they're not really as supportive as they used to be, maybe it's time to extricate ourselves altogether and find situations that, you know, are bringing us more growth and offering us more peace and where we feel more appreciated. That being said, it doesn't necessarily mean you harbor ill will or ill feelings to the group. It just means that maybe those relationships have served their purpose. Maybe that time has now come to an end, you know. And as humans, our social constructs are such an important part of our life. You know, we spend so much time with those around us. We want those interactions and interpersonal like relationships to be happy and purposeful and have meaning and, you know, bring us joy. And when we feel like we're not able to experience that, or we aren't able to extend that to our friendship circle, we also need to think about, you know, is this really the best thing for that relationship? Or maybe is it time to maybe explore different opportunities and different ways of growth and maybe finding a new tribe? Now, I strongly stand by finding environments that support your growth. You know, do you have a tribe that brings out the best in you? That are they raising your vibration, so to speak? Do they recharge you? Do they celebrate you? And are they actually those ones that foster you to be better versions of yourself? Now, growth, I've often heard described as like really outgrowing the environments or rooms that you would normally inhabit, right? And how amazing is that? And sometimes that might also apply to situations, people, and relationships. It doesn't mean that those people are no longer fantastic or have their own journeys, but just means that maybe our interactions have changed. Maybe our life paths are a bit divergent. And maybe for both of us, we need to find environments and tribes and circles that will serve its purpose and will foster better versions of ourselves. And that's completely okay. Now, I shared with you guys that, you know, I've had a few health wobbles at the end of last year, which was the result of my little hiatus. But I have been through some of the most troubling times that I've ever experienced, and experienced a lot of personal trauma and loss about a month ago. And where In this situation, I felt that I have been tested more than I ever have in my entire life. Now, in these moments of utter despair and grief, and those were dark days, my lovelies, really, really dark days, and days that, to be honest, I'm still trying to navigate as I heal and process grief. But this is where that tribe was invaluable in my journey. They were there to lift me up, to talk, counsel me, sometimes just to let me cry, some days just to sit on the couch with me and keep me company and just listen. They lifted me up and glued me together at a time where I have just felt broken. And to each of them, they know exactly who they are, but to Zaina, Alicia, and Hershida, I thank you from the depths of my soul. You know, there's that cheesy phrase that says, when I count my blessings, I count you twice. But you ladies, I count you a number of times over, because those were days where I would have not made it through were it each for your kindness, your resolve, and truly being the tribe that I needed to hold my head up. And my hope for you, my lovelies, is that you can be blessed with a similar circle that can hold you down, that creates safe spaces for you like these women have for me, where I can be vulnerable, where I can share my innermost thoughts, where each of you have the ability to elevate each other and that they're always in your corner. Because that kind of energy and vibe is truly priceless. And it's a vibe where you feel loved and nurtured and where you feel like you can be the better version of you. So I hope each and every one of you gets to build a tribe that fosters all of that inside each of you and creates a space where you feel like you have a vibe that truly rocks and resides within the circle, but make sure that it can elevate each and every one of you. So until next time, I wish you all love and light.